702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Isn't that what you do, Kabazela?
No, I just gulp it and drink it and then regret it a bit later or the next morning.
The next morning,
you know,
I tell
what
you.
The interesting is you take these wine snobs,
yeah,
and you put a blindfold over them and then you pour, you know, a variety of wines. And if they would be able to taste the difference and pick out which one was the most expensive and which was not, I bet you they wouldn't be able to pick it out. And they'd probably pick the cheapest wine is probably the better tasting wine.
So if that previous voice note is anything to go by, I suppose then the implication is price. If price has nothing to do with taste, that's exactly why that mistake would be made. Price, it would seem then, has a lot more to do with the perception of the wine farm, how old the bottle or the vintage might be, that kind of thing, and less to do with the specific taste. And if that then is the way it is, then I can imagine that mistake being actually a lot more common than one might expect. But yeah. You and I are not here for wine. We're here for viral content. Let's get straight into it. Tell me about a little girl having a meltdown and the reasons that were surprising.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in life you just have to have a bit of a meltdown, right? Because you can get so frustrated and things are just not going your way. And if you have that meltdown, sometimes it just releases that frustration. And then afterwards you can feel normal again. And then you can look back and say, oh, you know, it was good to get that out and I feel better now. So this little girl, she's probably about, I would say, 8, 9 years old, maybe 10 at a push. She's in the back of her mother's car and she's sitting there and she just has a meltdown and she's just, you know, so frustrated and has a bit of a cry. And her reason is that she just doesn't want to be an adult. So she thinks at her stage in life that she's already reaching adulthood, which is so bizarre. But let's take a listen to this poor little thing.
Shame.
Have a meltdown.
Why are you crying?
Because I don't want to be an adult.
You don't want to be an adult?
I just want to be.
I cry about that a lot too. Why don't you want to be an adult?
Because it's not fun. It's definitely not fun. It's like a prison being an adult.
It is like a prison being an adult?
It's gonna be. I don't want to be an adult. I don't even want to be a teenager.
Oh, why not?
I just want to be a kid.
Me too. Can I be a kid?
No.
Why not?
Because you can't change back.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is
she
hilarious.
Goes on. She
oh,
just wants
shame.
To go back to the day she was 4 years old.
Oh, shame. Oh, shame. Oh, my
gosh.
I had a
meltdown this week because, you know, I moved into this new house, right?
And yes.
You've got to fix things. And I must be honest, when it comes to DIY stuff and that, I am useless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had an issue with the washing machine connecting something so simple, the hose to the tap. And it's every time I open up the tap, after I've connected it, it just freaking leaks and water everywhere. Then you've got to clean the water and I'm just getting frustrated just thinking about it. And then I just had a meltdown as well. I didn't cry, but I was like, I can't take this. I want to go back to my old place.
Yes. There are moments where you think, gosh, I wish I could get away. I wish I could get away with just a tantrum. All right. I suppose the question then would be, what's the biggest meltdown you've had? Have you seen somebody frustrated to the point of having a meltdown? And I bet you parents will have similar stories, you know, similar to this child. Somebody who wanted something that was completely unreasonable, but perhaps they hadn't figured out exactly how things work. I think that video will be played in that family for many, many years to come. I can bet you that much. But tell me about an off-duty policewoman escaping husband.
Yeah, this is quite a scary video. So it took place in New York. And what happened was there was some commotion that was going on inside this house. And, you know, people were watching and filming whatever was going on when the police arrived. And what happened inside the house was this husband had alleged that his wife, who was an off-duty New York police officer, has been cheating on him. And he managed to get her firearm. And he was threatening her with this gun. And you can imagine how flippin' scary that must be. So she somehow managed to get hold of 911 and called the police who arrived. And then on the footage that's gone viral, but which was caught by one of the neighbors, you see her appear in front of the window, and it's quite a high, you know, the building is quite high up, and she appears out of the window, and then she crawls out, and then she starts like hanging herself and tries to turn herself around, and she lets go and she jumps. Then she just disappears. And then you just see all this dust appear by the windows, and it's a gun battle that happens between the policeman and this husband who's at the window. I don't know if he was going to shoot her or something, but the police managed to get him in, shot him in the arm, and then the guy gave himself up and has been arrested. She was rushed to hospital because she ended up breaking her leg. Very, very scary incidents. I mean, can you imagine how scared she must be to have to jump out of a window in a high building like that? So, gender-based violence is everywhere. But, at least she was one of the lucky ones who got away.
That's frightening. That is absolutely frightening. All right, I'll have a look at those. We'll obviously put them on our Twitter handle, our Twitter feed. If you want to follow Kabazela, by the way, his handle is at Jono Loud, and I'll certainly retweet his What's Gone Viral content. As always, great stuff, Kabazela.